Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is December 19th, Friday. An amazing Friday. My gosh, we're just a couple days away from Christmas Eve, and I think this is day four of Hanukkah, and you tell me, what are you celebrating right now? I hope it's awesome, I hope it's amazing, and I hope it's filled with love and joy right now. I want to first thank you so much for tuning in today. In this episode, I'm going to go over something very important. I get a lot of questions. How do I know if I'm getting enough protein? A lot of people use guidelines, numbers, to figure that out, and I'm going to give you a couple different ways where you can evaluate if you have enough. I mean, if you've ever heard of the good advice that everybody's a little different, I'm going to say yes, that's true. But on a biological standpoint, down to the actual cellular level, we're all pretty much the same. However, when you stack us up into these full-grown human beings, yeah, everybody's going to have a little different requirements in terms of quantities and such. And so the same goes with protein, because your protein needs are going to determine based on how much and how hard you are training, what kind of training that you're doing, and also the level of, nourishment that your body has been experiencing lately. So a lot of folks understand that protein, or the amino acids that make up protein, are the big components that you're going to need to build muscle. That is true. But then what they don't realize that there are other components as well, that without them, you're just not going to build much muscle at all. I've done this. You might have had this in your experience too. I mean, you could sit there and you can eat protein powder, like tons and tons of protein powder. If you weigh 150 pounds, you could eat 300 grams of protein powder every single day, and you could be working out really, really hard. And your muscle growth, believe it or not, is going to be a little on the slow side. Or if you ensure that not only do you get adequate protein, but you also get all of the other raw materials that your body needs to be able to create the hormones, the signals, and the chemicals in order to tell your body to build the muscle, then you will create the greatest amount of growth that you possibly could need. I mean, it's amazing when you put all those things together. That's why when you look at my results and the results that I'm able to get with my students, we're getting 2 to 3 times the muscle growth than any meat eater who's not on steroids. We're getting 2 to 3 times that on a fraction of the protein, ladies and gentlemen, a fraction of the protein. But where we're beating them in so many different ways from a nutrition standpoint is, number one, plant-based protein is a lot easier to digest. I mean, it's just what our bodies were meant to do, it seems. So it seems, just looking at the results and how easy we're able to get them compared to our meat-eating friends. And then on top of that, we are focused on whole foods. That's right. Did you know that the foods that you eat also, I mean, when you eat them in whole form, the foods that you eat also contain all of the instructions to your body to be able to fully and easily and effectively digest that food. That's right. Food is smart. Food is really smart. It's very intelligent. All of the instructions are packed in there. It's a beautiful, beautiful creation. Each of the fruits and vegetables and seeds and plants that we have available to us today, it's just all of the information. And when I say information, that means all the components, all the chemicals, all the nutrients in it, that when they are put into our body exactly in the portions that come in that food, our body knows exactly what to do with it. It's amazing. But anyway, let's talk about protein. How do you know if you're getting enough? So a lot of people use guidelines and numbers. Well, okay, I guess that's one way to do it. But, that's not really a way to know if you're getting enough or not. You know how you know if you're getting enough? Is if you have indications that show you that you're getting more than enough. I mean, really, that's all you can do. You never really know if you're getting enough. You can either know if you're getting too much or too little. And then you just simply do your very best to get that as close together as you possibly can. So I'm going to teach you just a couple things that I learned from my medical doctor wife that she learned in medical school that are taught to physicians, and that you can start to use these too if you so please. The first one is pretty obvious. If you are taking a whole food plant-based approach, you're going to notice that if you combine your protein consumption with heavy weight training, you'll notice almost every time you go to the gym, you will be stronger, you will have more endurance, and Well, when you look at yourself in tight clothes, you'll be more muscular. That's one way to do it. However, it's not something that you can measure reliably, I guess, on a daily basis, unless you're tracking your weights, like my students in my Vegan Muscle Project, unless you are also tracking the number of reps that you're doing and with every workout and so on, which is a good practice. I recommend it. Another way that you can do it is by... You ever notice sometimes when you go pee, you get a lot of foam? A lot of foam, yeah. Believe it or not, foamy pee could be an indication that you're getting more than enough protein. Now, there could be another explanation for that, and the explanation is you've got some serious kidney issues. So it's always a good idea to... at least maybe once a year, go get a full physical, get your blood work done. Make sure that you are healthy, at least on the most basic way, from examining your blood work and so on. Make sure you get that done on a yearly basis, just to cover your bases and know that you're okay. But assuming you don't have any kidney issues at all, a lot of foam in your pee indicates the passing or the excretion of protein in your urine. So if you're doing that, there's a good chance, assuming that you're on a plant-based high-protein diet, assuming that you're doing that, then that's good because you're excreting extra protein. That means that there is protein leaving your body that is getting underutilized, which means very likely you are giving and supplying your body more protein than it can even absorb. So that would definitely tell you that you're getting enough. Right? It's just kind of a logical way to think of it. Pretty cool. Now, let me think. Another way to know if you are... Oh, yes. Okay. Here's another way, and I don't mean to talk about this to kind of create a shock value. It's I'm just telling you this because this is actually what happens, and it's one way to know if you're getting an adequate amount. Have you ever noticed when you eat a lot of vegan protein or any type of protein, a lot of protein, you start making some pretty horrible, disgusting gas? Have you ever had that happen to you? Well, that's another sign, or I guess that's another symptom of unutilized protein passing through your system. So protein sources, what happens, I mean, protein from vegan protein, doesn't matter where it's come from, if it's animal products. There's a very short little area in your digestive tract. It's around your duodenum, about 10 inches after your stomach. And that's really the place where the greatest amount of protein absorption happens. And anything that makes it past that point doesn't get absorbed. And so when you pass through that point, well, guess what? That protein that didn't get absorbed, it starts moving through your intestines, it hits your colon, and then all of your aerobic bacteria start to attack it and they go crazy on it. And in fact, they're so happy because they're feeding off of it. But what they produce as a byproduct is that horrible stinky methane gas that you let out. So if you find yourself kind of passing a lot of horrible offensive gas, there's a good chance that you are meeting or, I guess, exceeding your protein needs. Or it could mean that you've got a problem digesting the protein that you're choosing. So those are two possibilities right there. But when you combine all those together, if you find yourself getting bigger, stronger at the gym, and you also find yourself with a little foam in your pee, and you also find yourself passing a little bit extra gas every now and again, those are all good signs. You're on the right track. If your goal is to try to produce and build muscle, it sounds like you're doing it right at that point. So those are different ways that you can... I guess unconventional ways to know if you're getting enough protein. So there you go. That's the show today. I also want to do something today, which is really cool. Those of you who have been listening to me for a while, you know that I live in Austin, Texas. And since I live here, it's important for me to be able to bring more vegan awareness in Austin. And I know PETA gave it a big, big boost by saying it's the most vegan-friendly city in the United States. I disagree with that. In my experience, I've been to places. I used to live in Southern California, and oh my gosh, the number of vegan restaurants, the quality of the vegan restaurants out there are just sensational. They're sensational. I would consider Austin as an up-and-coming vegan city. That's just, again, I've been to a lot of places, and when I look at Austin, I've gone around the scene over here. It's an amazing community, but it's definitely up-and-coming. But I want to point out a few vegan businesses that are here that are really making an impact here that I think are helping people become vegan because they're doing a great job. They're doing a great job promoting veganism in their own way. So the first business I want to mention here. The owner, Sue Purr, she owns a restaurant called Counterculture. And their website, is counterculturaustin.com. And what they do is they serve made from scratch vegan comfort foods 7 days a week. 7 days a week start in 2015. And we just went there recently. We were celebrating the return of Christy Morgan. If you ever heard her interview on my show, you should check it out. She's the Blissful Chef. She's just been doing a lot of travels overseas, and she came back, and we wanted to hear her stories. And we went to Counterculture to all meet up. And well, I'm going to tell you, one of my favorite things that I get there, and Christy, she's a gourmet chef, so she obviously knows what's really, really good anywhere. She showed me the quesadillas, and these are vegan quesadillas. They are humongous, huge. In fact, she had such a large portion, she got to give me one, and it was like the size of a slice of pizza. It was massive, and it was so delicious. It will be what I order every single time I go there from now on. It was that good. So you can, if you are in the Austin area or you are visiting through the Austin area, go check it out. They're on 2337 East Cesar Chavez Street. Again, their website is counterculturaustin.com. Another one is a young lady by the name of Preeti Bhatt. You got to love her name because she is pretty. And her name happens to be Preeti, P-R-I-T-I, Preeti Bhatt. She has a business called Fire and Fork. Her website is fire-and-fork.com. And what they do is they offer nutritional counseling, one-to-one cooking lessons for individuals, families, looking to make a healthy dietary lifestyle change. And she's got plant-based solutions. I mean, you got to think about this. If you look at the food on her website, her blog, it's just absolutely delicious. I don't know about you, but I love anything that has an Indian influence, and especially vegan food like that. So go ahead, give her a try if you're in the Austin area or you're moving through and you want some lessons on this. I mean, sometimes I get a lot of people that come to me and they say, listen, are you going to offer any cooking demonstrations, any recipes and any of your programs? Well, I'm going to tell you, we're going to do that, the Metabolic Mastery, because the venue that we have booked is an insanely amazing venue. It is, I'm going to say, it is the number one place to learn cooking anywhere in the Austin city area. So that might give you a clue as to where it is, but I'm not going to reveal it until just a couple more days. And so that's that. So again, her website is fire-and-fork.com. I guess fire and fork was already taken, so you just put the little hyphens in between, and there you go. You'll see Preeti and her pretty little face. Next is a really talented woman. Her name is Lisa Rice, and her I got the chance to just check her out recently. She's in Austin, Texas, and she's got a business that offers counseling, plant-based cooking nutrition for those interested in incorporating more fruits and vegetables in their diet. But, you know, she's kind of an understated professional here. And here's why. I mean, because she's kind of famous. She's been on Fox, the Fox Morning Show here in Austin, Texas, a couple times, and the hosts absolutely love her. The show hosts or the anchors, they love her. And you should see her on TV. She's got some cooking demonstrations on her website. When I asked for her website, she posted a link to it, and let me show you what it is. It is https://www.facebook.com/kitchenplantastic?ref=AYMT_homepage_panel. So you just go to that, and you'll be able to see her video and all of her other cool stuff, some recipes. She's got a lot of great stuff. So just go to that website. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? When I asked for the website link, that's what she posted accidentally, but then she posted the real website. So here's what you want to do. Go to this website right here. Go to kitchenplantastic.com. So it's kitchen, and then spell the next part, plantastic, plantastic.com. And you'll be able to see all of her amazing recipes and tons of really cool content. So that's Lisa Rice. And so that's all I've got for you guys right now for today. Speaking of plantastic stuff and cooking demonstrations and all of this great stuff, we've got our Metabolic Mastery. intensive coming up. And again, we have not opened the doors to registration yet. And I'm going to tell you right now, spots are already filling up because there are only two from the time that this is being published right now. So around approximately 10 a.m. Central Time. I'm not sure when you're hearing this, of course, that's going to matter a lot. But at noon Central Time today, we are closing, we are ending the special that we have. If you enroll in the 10-day, in our Vegan Tummy Tightener, the most effective, fastest fat loss, do-it-yourself fat loss program right now that's in existence. No vegan personal trainer, no vegan fitness program has come close to getting the results that we've been able to do in the case study that we conducted on this program. You can have those results too. You want to shrink down a waist size or two sizes? Not just waist size, I'm talking like dress, pant size this season already. So that way, you know, you can binge on the holidays and look immediately and 10 days later look awesome again. This is the program for you. It's incredibly affordable. When you purchase that and you get the Vegan Muscle Project, which you want to build muscle fast. I'm talking you want to gain 10 pounds of mass if you want to, get stronger than you've ever gotten before, faster than you've ever done it. Again, no other vegan personal trainer, no other vegan bodybuilding or muscle program or book out there has even come close to matching the results that we've been able to get for our students. This is a do-it-yourself program. You can do it too. It's the Vegan Muscle Project. You can get both of those at veganbodyrevolution.com. And if you do, if you get both of my favorite programs, I am going to hook you up with two tickets worth $394 to my Metabolic Mastery Intensive that's happening here in Austin, Texas, end of February. And you're going to learn how to master rapid fat loss. I'm going to teach you the exercise strategies. I'm going to teach you the eating strategies. We're going to create your entire plan step by step, customized for you. And you're going to learn how to build muscle rapidly on a vegan diet with grocery store bought food. We're going to do that right there. We're going to build your plan. We're going to show you how to have both, be able to build muscle, lose fat at the same time, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to be able to do it quickly so you can achieve the body that you want and nothing flat. And then here's the best part. We're going to teach you how to maintain that with as little effort as humanly possible, and we're going to teach you how to bulletproof yours and your family's health while reversing disease. That's right. We know how to do that because we've done it. We've done it for ourselves. We've done it for multiple people. My wife used to have lupus. She doesn't do it. She doesn't anymore. Now she teaches people how to do it. By the way, she's a medical doctor. She is the vegan medical doctor, in fact. veganmedicaldoctor.com. She's going to be teaching you as well. As well as cooking demonstrations, exercise demonstrations. So that way, you've achieved mastery. That's what it's all about. Raising your metabolism at any age so you can have the body that you want and keep it forever. So that's coming up. You can get free tickets right now, or you can pay for them later. It's your choice. That ends at noon Central Time today. So that's all I got, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you download your own copy of the free Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com. Find the free courses tab right there near the top. Click on the Vegan Muscle Book. Put in your email address. We'll send it right to you. 100% free. Hope you get a lot out of it. That's all I got for today. Again, I don't know how many times I said that. So this is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show and veganbodyrevolution.com, and I will catch you on the next podcast.